The Liberian Red Cross reports the flooding has affected over 20,000 people and displaced at least 800 across 10 neighborhoods of the capital. A spokesman for the Red Cross said 500 millimeters of rain fell overnight Saturday and through Sunday. He says the Red Cross is providing food, water, and temporary shelter to those displaced by the flooding. The Liberian Minister of Information, Dr. Lawrence Borplay, says the water is receding as the rains have subsided after several days of torrential downpours. He says the government is attending to those displaced by the floods.
PA and the other functionaries are doing additional assessments on the places where people were, assessing as to when and how people will return, so we continue to provide food and shelter in alternative places for those. But we've got some sunshine this morning, and we are prayerful that more and more the water will recede.
Borplay said he is hopeful those displaced will soon be able to return to their homes, although he worried that those affected by the flooding may have suffered significant property damage. The minister said many of the flooded areas are low-lying swamps, where buildings should not have taken place to begin with, since water naturally drains into them. He says the government is taking steps to avoid future problems.
The government, through the Ministry of Public Works and the Environmental Protection Agency, are doing a full assessment and will be advising the government on what to do in terms of these areas, A, in terms of drainage system, B, in terms of, hey, look, many of these persons in these areas were warned about building in the swamp area and in some areas. They ignore the warning.
Borplay also suggested that climate change had a role in the swiftness and severity of the flooding.
This is a bit unusual because the rain is unusually heavy. I think every one of us, we're beginning to feel the effect of global warming. And so from year to year, the climate in Liberia shifts. And so the rains came incessantly on Sunday throughout the night, on Saturday night, and so this was a little bit unusual, and so it caused rather quick flooding where people were caught unaware.
The population of Monrovia has grown rapidly in recent years, as rural dwellers have flocked to the coastal capital in search of economic opportunity. The greater Monrovia area is estimated to be home to nearly half Liberia's approximately 3 million inhabitants. Many who have recently moved to Monrovia have built their homes on the low-lying, flood-prone swamps surrounding the city. Brent Latham for VOA News, Dakar.